Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about Montana's first case of illness linked to vaping and updates to the Wild Horse Island on Flathead Lake. It's Monday, September 23rd. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. Officials say a Northwest Montana Superfund site has reached two major milestones as a part of the ongoing cleanup of a former aluminum plant. The Daily Interlake reported the Anaconda Aluminum Company facility near Columbia Falls has undergone demolition and salvage of its major above-ground structures. The Environmental Protection Agency says human health and ecological risk assessments were also completed on the site at the base of Tea Kettle Mountain. The operator of Montana's Colstrip power plant is proposing to install more wells to flush out and capture underground water reserves that were contaminated by coal ash dumped into leaky holding ponds. State regulators will decide on the proposal from Talon Energy following a public comment period. The leaking ash ponds have contaminated groundwater around the plant with boron, sulfate, and other potentially harmful materials. State health officials confirmed the first case of electronic cigarettes causing a severe lung disease in Montana Friday. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney reports the confirmation comes amid an ongoing national investigation into links between e-cigarettes and lung injuries.
The case of a patient in Yellowstone County is the first of its kind in Montana. But more than 500 confirmed cases and probable cases of lung disease associated with e-cigarette use have been reported across the country, including 8 deaths. Greg Holzman is Montana's state medical officer.
Sadly, we don't have a clear answer of what the cause is, and so all we can do is to try for prevention, and as we continue to learn more, is to encourage people to not use the product.
According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, investigations have not identified any specific e-cigarette or vaping product or substance that's linked to all cases. But the patients in all reported cases had a history of using e-cigarettes and most containing THC, the psychoactive compound found in marijuana. Montana health officials say they're looking into a handful of other cases that could show a link between e-cigarette use and lung disease. The Montana patient was hospitalized at Riverstone Health in August and is now home recovering. John Felton is the president and CEO of Riverstone.
It's pretty widely recognized that this seems to be a growing problem. So medical care providers have been kind of on the lookout for any cases that seem to sort of meet the case definition. It's an evolving definition of the case.
Officials say the Montana patient is in their 30s, but did not provide any other details about them. The number of high schoolers in Montana who say they use e-cigarettes or vape products frequently has tripled in the last 2 years. Just over 30% of high school students in the state say they've used them in the last month, according to a 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey. 58% of the students reported using electronic vapor products in their lifetime. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
The Bureau of Land Management is moving its headquarters to an office building in Colorado that houses oil and gas organizations, drawing criticism from environmental groups. The Interior Department announced Friday it has leased part of a 4-story building in Grand Junction. The building's other tenants include 2 oil and gas companies as well as a state oil and gas association. The BLM regulates oil and gas leases and development on the land it oversees. The Denver Post reports representatives of environmental groups are concerned about the close association between oil and gas interests and the agency. U.S. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, who was in Grand Junction to address a business group Saturday, told the Daily Sentinel that the separate General Services Administration handled the office space leasing. A pack llama that absconded because of an abscess during a Yellowstone National Park guided trip last year underwent a 4-hour operation to remove the malignant molars. The Colorado Sun reports that Ike, the runaway llama, traveled from its Bozeman, Montana home to Fort Collins, Colorado on Tuesday to root out the cause of its pain. There, it was treated at Colorado State University James L. Voss Veterinary Teaching Hospital. The abscess caused by a bacterial infection had likely bothered the llama for years. The llama's previous owner said it ran off last August because its halter irritated the spot of the abscess. The llama was found and rescued last fall, just days before most of Yellowstone's entrances were to be closed for winter. The llama was rescued by a Montana outfitter. Wild Horse Island on Flathead Lake is getting a facelift. A work crew is rehabbing trails and also cutting some new tread and installing other long-term infrastructure. As Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports, the projects are possible thanks to a new funding effort aimed at helping the state maintain parks on the lake.
Wild Horse Island is one of six units that make up the Flathead Lake State Park system. The island's namesake holds true with a handful of wild horses roaming about, but it's also home to mule deer and bighorn sheep. In fact, the world's largest bighorn came from the island in 2016, and the Wild Sheep Foundation sold replicas of its skull for over $100,000. On a tour of the island Thursday, executive director of the Montana State Parks Foundation, Kobe Gerke, said some of those proceeds are now funding work on Wild Horse.
So they sold, I think, about 10 replica skulls, and the portion that we got from it, which was approximately a third, was about $37,000. And these are replicas, not the real thing.
Gerke says those dollars helped launch the foundation's Flathead Lake Action Fund last month. The Mule Deer Foundation and the federally funded Montana Recreational Trails Program also made donations. With input from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, the foundation is using that money to fund trail work, replace wooden trail signs with long-term metal ones, and the construction of a new kiosk information center. These are projects FWP simply can't afford or doesn't have the staffing to accomplish. The agency has over $20 million worth of backlogged maintenance projects statewide, and that's been apparent on Flathead Lake State Park units.
Things like the dock at West Shore broke up in the ice a couple years ago, having a major problem with sewage at Yellow Bay not too long ago.
On a hike up a ridge to see groups of bighorn sheep, Flathead State Park Manager Amy Grout says the foundation's efforts are a big boon for her limited staff and volunteers.
We don't have any paid staff assigned to this island besides myself and the assistant manager. And so with the workload, it's nearly impossible to do any sort of work. We come out.
A fifth of Grout's $100,000 budget for five units of Flathead Lake State Park is taken up by the garbage bill alone. Large projects usually take a back seat, especially on Wild Horse Island, where only about $5,000 is spent annually. A short hike from the group of bighorns is the Montana Conservation Corps work crew. Their 10-day contract costs about double what FWP spends on the island each year.
Excellent. And you've been putting the dirt back in the old trail. Mm-hmm. I love that because it was down to rock, so it wasn't going to grow anything.
They're taking a break from replacing a problem social trail with some new switchbacks leading to the top of a scenic overlook where two lone ponderosa pines serve as a natural waypoint. Water flowing down the informal trail has eroded some of the natural grasses sheep and deer depend on.
Basically going to take it up kind of up the ridge edge a little bit more, and we've designed it so that they can come around and see this view, and then walk back and see this view. And
at the top of the unfinished trail, Grout adds that the dollars from the State Park Foundation's Flathead Lake Fund will pay for another crew to reduce the density of the encroaching ponderosa pines below. FWP last removed trees over 10 years ago. The agency used chainsaws then, but Grout says crew members will simply lop samplings in the spring.
It's a lot easier to take care of them when they're this big than when they're way above our heads. So we're going to lop those and kind of control the population, again, mimicking what fire might do to kind of clear those out.
In total, the projects on Wild Horse Island this fall and in the spring will cost about $21,000, funds that would be hard to come by without the State Parks Foundation. Its executive director, Gerke, says the Flathead Lake Fund will target other park units.
I think there's some really amazing visitor enhancements that can be made to the system. And I think in order to get there, we have to build a strong coalition of funding that can help us do that. And this is a step in the right direction to doing that.
Currently, the fund has about $118,000, money Gerke says will be spent in just the next year or so. The foundation also hopes to simultaneously replenish those dollars and will work closely with FWP to identify future projects. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.